And we're talking with Mark in Philadelphia. And the name of the actor that was in Blood Diamond, Leonardo DiCaprio, was in that movie. And I think it was produced in 2006. And you were talking about 501c3 corporations, churches never really had to switch to a 501c3 corporation, because they could collect contributions, and that was okay before they were set up as corporations. But it's pretty bad when innocent people or people who just don't read or study find out that what they believe in, whether it's a person or a group of people, it's pretty disturbing. I know. I left my 501c3 a couple of years ago, and it's a difficult thing to do because you give up your social network and you give up a lot of things that you're kind of used to, but you really, really do have to go with your instincts and your integrity, and you have to do that.
Which I'm wondering if anybody's got any left. You know, the resolve to say no when something's wrong, to say no and stand for it and mean it instead of going along with everything. I don't get how so many people could just, I call them lollygaggers. They're not paying attention and they just go along with stuff. I don't get it. But on that note, you mentioned, I think somebody, you mentioned that you were on a city council, is that right, or on something? Is that what you
said? I was a committee person. A district, because you know, the county is divided up into districts. I was just the substitute because the previous one had left, and I thought, well, we're all supposed to participate in government if we want to make a difference. That's what we do. And being naive, I thought, well, gosh, I have a strong belief system, and I think I can make a difference. And I had been a reader and tried to educate myself as to what was going on, and I thought I was just going to march in there. And so I decided to run for this office, a committee person. And the young lady that came to my door was my opponent, and she outed me because I said that I didn't believe 9/11 occurred the way that they said. And I told her a lot of stuff, and I was out within hours. They didn't want anybody that could critically think about anything. They wanted people in there that would go along with what the top consensus was. And if you didn't believe in that, then out. You're out.
Well, and I'm bringing this up because it seems, my sense of it is that, like in counties, because we've got like 3,143 or 44 counties across the country, that the county commissioners, the county seats, the county board, you know, these are locally elected people that run the county. I think they've been infiltrated and compromised, and there's a plan to implode us. Now, one example is, I don't know if have you seen this video rolling around called Seattle is Dying?
Yes, I have. It brought to mind somebody that I interviewed, early on, back in 2010. And in fact, I want to have him on again. And he was talking at that time about the people. He was talking about Las Vegas and telling us about the people who were living in the storm drains in Las Vegas because they had lost their jobs, their homes, and we're talking thousands of people. So yes, Seattle is dying, Chicago, a lot of, well, all you have to do is drive downtown and see tent cities. or not tent cities, but certainly people living on the street. It is throughout the country. And yeah. Somebody made this video about Seattle, but this is nationwide. It is not just
right,
about
right. Well, and
it's about the country.
I don't think they're portraying it that Seattle is isolated. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing about Washington. I understand at some point you lived in California. Surely you'd been to Seattle, or it's Washington State.
I've been to Seattle several times. When the 1900 census came out, I immediately raced to Seattle to study it.
When was that?
That was, let's see, it takes... I was living in Idaho at the time. That would have been, oh gosh, I don't remember the year, but they released them. There's a certain period of time. I haven't been doing family history lately, but censuses are released, and then, you know, they're very informative. And the 1890 census was destroyed in a fire, and so the 1900 census was incredibly important. So, and I went to Seattle just to look at it.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal about Seattle. My take about why they put out on the deal with Seattle is several reasons. Washington State, when I first went there, which was 1989, the first thing you notice about Washington State was that it's clean. No litter. None. I mean, none. And I drove a lot of miles through Washington State. None. I saw mm-hmm. no litter. I was in Seattle. I was very impressed. Clean, nice, fresh. I loved it. Now, and that video portrays that now basically all the heavy drug users, I mean, heroin and meth and all that, they're allowed to live downtown in tents, and they don't. They might arrest them, but they release them, and they don't prosecute them, and they don't. More importantly, they don't help them to find help to heal. The local district attorney is doing nothing about it, and the police don't do anything about it because they know that it's not going to be nobody's going to back them up. And not that I think that these people should be arrested only to be arrested and put in prison, but that they should be reformed, you know, helped.
Sure.
And you know, then which brings up the bigger question: who's letting the damn heroin in the country? So, the big picture of this, you back up, and it's happening in Seattle. It's happening in many other places, and I think it's happening by design. It's not.
I used to go to San Francisco all the time. It was a beautiful, beautiful, clean, beautiful city. My ancestors, in one part of my family, settled in Washington. And so I went to visit relatives in Washington. The whole state was gorgeous, beautiful lakes and trees, right. and beautiful, beautiful state.
Yeah. So the thing here is that my sense of it is that these cities have been, this is not, my point is, it's not happening by accident. It's not happening by, it's just circumstances. Oh, what are we going to do about it? No. It's mm-hmm. happening on purpose. It's intentional. It's an implosion of our cities.
Anything that starts on the West Coast always moves eastward. So when you're talking about, you're talking about California, Oregon, and Washington, I believe it's deliberate. Yes, absolutely.
And then when you come down to the local level, see... I'm originally from central United States, Missouri. Okay, now we have the heroin everywhere. We have heroin in small towns in the Midwest. Okay, destroying families, destroying them. And what do the locals do? Well, what they're doing is they're trying to figure out how they can raise money to build more jails. I mean, it's absolutely horrible. It's ridiculous. So the local little, county commissioners, they're using it a way to squeeze the citizenry, you know, to use it as an excuse to try to get more money out of them. And it's just makes me mad as hell that
of course. This, yeah, privatized, you know, prisons.
Yeah. So now, and the asset seizure and forfeiture idea, which was promoted by the central government, the federal government, where they use federal agents to compromise local authority and say, hey, guys, go along with us, and we'll put our rubber stamp on it. We'll give you 80%. We'll just take 20% cut. You get 80%, but you can use our authority, which will usurp your own. Well, they won't tell them it's usurping their own authority, but it will. It's supposed to be at a higher level of authority, right, because it's the federal government, right? So they come in, and they partner with these locals and these local little sheriffs in these counties that, you know, might not be that popular. Well, hey, they like free stuff. Especially when they can have a backup plan, and they throw out being, you know, that they're elected directly by the people. I'm talking about the sheriffs, you know.
Sure.
They're supposed to serve the people, not the federal government.
Well, you can apply that to the educational system too.
Yeah, education across the board, central planning, central design, you know. Another example of this is how they're like, if they'll and there's a certain group doing this where, and it looks like it's not being centrally planned or centrally designed, but it is. It's, I forgot what it's called, but it has to do with putting laws into a state's legislature, and then once they get it through and they've gone through a test and they figure out how they bring out the cookie cutter. And they cookie cut it, and then they'll implement it in other states, a state over here, a state over there, a state over there, and it looks like it's random, you know, like it's like, oh well, they had that idea, but you know, there's no organization here. This is just, you know, they came up with the idea about the same time, right? Baloney.
Well, I think too, you apply this to certain ethnic groups, where they ghettoize them, and then they. For instance, in South Chicago, where did these people get all these drugs? Do you think that they went out and got them, or were they just introduced into the population to bring the people down?
Yeah, exactly. It's organized demolition.
Right.
It's organized demolition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really.
I agree.
And how so many local people could go against their local neighbors? You know, I just don't get it. But anyway, back on this deal. Missouri is putting forth a law that's where they're going to nullify all federal gun laws within the state. They're working on this now. And more importantly, they're telling the federal government to butt out. I mean, and if agents try to infringe upon a Missourian's right to bear arms, that federal agent can be held to account and can be arrested because they cannot. They're basically, Missouri's giving the heads up to the federal government that you can't come in within the state's borders and infringe upon the people. So
right.
I hope that this catches
state,
on
right?
other states. What's that?
They're the show me state. There's a lot of independent people down there.
Show me state, yeah. So let's hope that goes through, because it has to do with the 10th Amendment rights, which, you know, states sovereignty. But anyway, I'm just bringing these things up to you because it just blows my mind how souls can be compromise and go along with stuff. They don't think things through, and they don't how it can affect their own family, their own community. I mean, it's you know, they go along with a lot of stuff that just is destructive to our freedom, you know, and our economic liberty.
Absolutely.
So anyway, I'll leave it at that. But thank you, Deanna, for being here, and thank you for keeping it real and asking the important questions.
Well, thank you very much for your phone call. Take care.
Sure thing. Have a good day. Okay, bye.
You too. Okay, let's take Fred in Iowa. Fred?
Yeah, hi, Deanna.
Hi, how are you? I haven't talked to you for a while.
Well, I hope you'll hear me again in the near future.
Of course.
We'll pray about that. The people, the first people to come to this country were escaping religious persecution in Europe, mainly Europe. They formed a government. That government is republicanism. And they formed a church. The government, Republican government, is a government with no king.
Okay,
The church is a church with no pope.
Fred, they didn't form a Republican government. They formed a republic. Big difference.
Well, you can say that. I'm not standing up for Republicans
I want to make that clarification.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did. I am not standing up for Republicans now. But the government they formed was a republic. And that is the protection of the individual. Not groupthink, not communism, not socialism. And Marx made the statement, and he's sharp. He said, covenants men have invaded our churches. No, Jesuits have infiltrated all the Protestant churches.
Well, I think that you have to backtrack on that, because if you look at the institutions that actually taught the seminaries, the religious seminaries, you have to look at the money behind those religious seminaries. And I've written about this in my trilogy. And so I'm going to have to disagree with you on that statement.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Martin Luther would roll over in his grave what the Lutherans are doing now. He would roll over, and the Wesleys would roll over in their grave what the Methodists are doing. And Roger Miller of Providence, Rhode Island, that represented the Baptist Church, would roll over in his grave. The Baptists have stuck pretty close, pretty good. But they have no knowledge in the Protestant churches about the Reformation. During the Dark Ages, from 538 A.D., the 1260 years prophesied, till 1798, there were 50 million Christ-fearing Christians that were killed and tortured. And that is going to be again. But
it's already happened.
Yeah, you're correct. And I want to read something to you. Let me ask you a question, Deanna. And I'm not trying to be ornery. Believe me, I am not. I am trying to save the life of men in this country, which and save a lot of people in this whole world. But the Catholic Record, London on... Oh, wait, let me ask you this question, Deanna. Can any man or men change the law of God or the Ten Commandments? I'm asking you that question.
Okay. Okay, I will answer that when we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and...
starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have Fred on the phone. Fred from Iowa. In Iowa. And you asked me.
Thank you.
You asked me a question. What was the question?
Yes.
Repeat the question.
Can a man or men change the law of the Ten Commandments, which is the law of God?
Okay, I'll have to preface my answer to that. Is that. I have really changed my opinion on a number of things. and you have to look at where the Ten Commandments originated in the Old Testament, which also talks about killing people and taking children slaves, sex slaves, and slaughtering a lot of people. So I'm going to have to say that I do not believe in the very, very narcissistic God that we have been presented with in the Old Testament. So I believe in a loving intelligence, and that we will, I don't believe that that he would cast, or she or it, is going to cast people into outer darkness over a poor choice. I believe that whatever we broadcast into our environment will come back to us. I believe that the repercussions of our behavior will affect us here and now. And I believe that each of us have a measure of divinity within us. And so I would have to say that it depends on what God you're talking about, because that's not the God that I believe in. I believe in a loving intelligence. I believe that he loves everybody. He or she loves everybody. And so I'm going to stick with that. I no longer believe in that narcissistic God that I was introduced to as a young child.
I'm glad. I hope I'm not interrupting you.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Deanna, I'm happy that you said what you said. I don't agree with that, but I'll give the explanations here. And then be in agreement with you when when I get done. God loves everyone, every man, and man I mean women, man and woman. He wants them to come into his kingdom. Okay, Deanna, the lie that's been brainwashed into the people, and I'll tell you where it come from, that if you sin and you go through the second death, you burn in hell forever and ever. That is a lie. Let me finish. If I believed that, I would be the biggest atheist that there is. So I can understand where you're coming from. But that's how the churches have been perverted.
Well,
now,
That is fear. You do not control others with fear. You control others with love, okay? Love is the most
correct
thing. So,
correct.
You know, correct. I'm not going to be afraid to, you know, that's how I feel, okay?
Well,
all right.
I can understand that, Deanna. But God loves you, even your husband and your children, which I assume that you love dearly, and they dearly love you. God loves you more.
If they made a mistake, I certainly wouldn't send them to hell, okay? I would love them, okay?
And burn forever and ever? That is a lie. That's what we've been told in our churches. They have been infiltrated and perverted. Now, I'll give you proof of that.
Well, I don't need proof.
Okay, in chapter 13, Revelation.
I do have some other callers. Chapter 13. Fred? Yo, Fred. I have some other callers, so.
I know I was short, but keep on learning, Deanna. Keep on learning. God.
I read all the time, every day. Thank you. Thank you very much, Fred.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All right. We are back. Let's take Frank in Pennsylvania. Frank, welcome.
Oh, Dana, thank you for taking my call, and I agree with you 100%. I don't read the Old Testament. I think it's just too vengeful, hateful, and too much cynicism in it. I believe in the New Testament, and I'm with you 100%. I think we have a loving God that really, really tries to make us live in harmony with each other. We have a problem with that. You know, people are just selfishness and greed and everything else. These human emotions really, really blind us from the true God and the true love. And I want to thank you, Dan. I'm a long-time listener of your show, and one of the best radio interviews you ever done is the one with Jack Abanoff. Abanoff, I think his name is, or Abanoff. Yeah, and he started yelling, "I read the Talmud every day, remember that, or something, all the time," and this guy was completely, that should be replayed just for nostalgia, I think. It was just one of the most interesting interviews you ever done.
I remember the one, did you hear Helen Thomas? The late Helen Thomas, she was the reporter with the news service. She always wore a red dress when she asked the president questions. And she was drummed out of her profession because of her beliefs. And she was just a dear, dear lady. She was Palestinian.
Yes, I remember that. And she was she was there since Eisenhower, and she asked the wrong question, and it was off the cuff remark, and it was just quite amazing how she lost her job over that.
Right.
Over something that was done. But just keep up the good work, Diana, and we're on your side. You're right. We have a loving God, and a God that really, really tries to make us live in harmony with each other. It's just people's greed and selfishness is what destroys it all. Keep
sure.
up the good work. Thank you so much, dear.
Yep. Well, bye. Thank you. Thank you, Frank. Okay, let's take Chance in West Virginia.
Hello, Diana. Like a
Hi.
Couple of your callers previously said, unfortunately, organized religion now operates on those premises of fear, guilt, selfishness, mm-hmm. and greed, just like a lot of the population does.
Right.
And based on the premise that history repeats itself, if a Christian persecution takes place again, which I think it will, the true Christians, while they're being persecuted, the 501c3 lukewarm Christians will just sit back and watch and won't come to their defense. I strongly feel that,
mm-hmm.
based on the brainwashing that they're going through in these so-called churches. And I came up with an interesting thought, and I thought about this. I don't know if you remember when states were discussing secession at one point. This is going back maybe a year or a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said to
yes.
myself this. I thought, well, by balkanizing states like that, would it be possible that people, freedom-loving people from these more liberal states would say, well, enough of this. I'm moving to that state. I'm tired of being under the yoke of tyranny. And the same thing with your one caller mentioned regarding Missouri with the gun laws. I thought to myself, could it be possible that freedom-loving people again would say, well, I'm going to move there. You know, what do you think about that?
Well, I think people are moving from various states, not just because of freedom, but, for for instance, Illinois. The taxes mm-hmm. in Illinois are so incredibly high that people are leaving the state because of the taxes. We have the, overburdened, the pension plans in the state are horrific. You can say the same thing about New York.
Well, sure. Sure, and you can say it about crime too. There's a lot of different factors. But I think as things progress to the point where they get totally out of control, and that seems like that's where it's heading when you watch the news and the corruption and everything, that the straw that would break the camel's back eventually would be those particular occurrences. States seceding, your right to have a gun, when people see that it's gotten to the point where it's just unbearable to even stay in those other states any longer. Am I making clear my point?
Yes. And they're moving to places, I think North Dakota was a state that doesn't collect a lot of taxes. You could say the same thing about Nevada, that I don't think they even have a state income tax. I'm not sure. Of course, they have a lot of gambling that probably supports their economy. But then you have, getting back to the New Yorkers, they make a lot of money there, but they don't want to give it to the government, so they moved to Florida, and then it's too hot in summer.
It's happening for economic reasons, but I'm talking about eventually that matter of survival. That's what I see it coming to, because I don't see how things can get much worse, and they probably will, but I think we're in for a rough road ahead, a very rough road from what I've seen. The insanity and the violence and people are getting fed up, and they're going to make that ultimate move. And I think this country is going to be balkanized to the point where Okay, Deanna, thank you.
Okay, you're sure welcome. Let me share an email with you. Do we have any more callers? Well, let me share this email. And this is from our good friend, Lark. And he said, in the aftermath of Lincoln's assassination, it was created the... Let me rephrase what he said. The U.S. Secret Service was created in the aftermath of Lincoln's assassination. But just who was this agency really put in service to? Who benefited because of this agency? Then he quotes Frederick C. Blackburn, who said, if you want to control somebody, you offer them protection, quote unquote. Kind of like like the protection that the Patriot Act offered as protection. And what do you have over the hill surveillance of everything that we do or say or places we go? Anyway, then he says, what about the FBI? Could you apply the same thing to that organization? And he says, operating on American soil today are a multitude, let me rephrase this, there are a multitude of law enforcement agencies operating on American soil today. And who do they serve? Who are they benefiting? Following 9/11, there was a Department of Homeland Security that drew most of these increasingly militarized law enforcement agencies together under one federal authority. With the information age has come collaborative governance, which called for efficient interoperability and fusion centers. Oh, yes, fusion centers, spycraft akin to the CIA tradecraft, aimed for 24/7 omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. This, of course, called for secrecy and, yes, routine lying, pro forma, in the holy artificial war on terror. Now, wouldn't you agree? And seriously, what do we have? He says, if you want to control somebody, you offer them protection. That certainly seems to be the case here. And it was, when you think about 9/11, when you think about what has occurred since then, my gosh, it's just amazing. When you think about a lot of the things that have occurred, just in our everyday lives, when we think back 30 years, we didn't have the technology that we have now, and we all love the internet. We all love to go online and find out information. But while we're online finding out information, seeking information, somebody's gathering information about us. And if you participate in Facebook, then you're really opening yourself up to surveillance, because people post the most unbelievable things I've heard on Facebook. And that stays there for a very, very long time. So I initially participated in Facebook just for a family thing, but then I thought, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to jeopardize my family's safety. So I don't participate in Facebook. I tweet, and that's about all I do. And the tweets are pretty benign, just telling about guests that I've had on the program, and that's about it. So you really need to be careful, because even though the internet is a wonderful, wonderful faculty, it's a wonderful opportunity to learn things, trust me, they didn't do it for your convenience and for your well-being and so that you could get smarter. They did it, they, quote unquote, did it for their own benefit. So, if you want to call into the program, you know the telephone number, 1-800-313-9443. And you can talk about all those things I mentioned earlier, 5G, drugs, the big corporations, vaccines, and exemptions. Now, one of the people that I had on the program recently, let me just backtrack a little bit. He was on probably a couple months ago, and his name is Jeremy R. Hammond, and he has a newsletter, and he was talking a lot about the world situation, and then he began to be very concerned when he had a child about vaccines. And I must applaud Jeremy for his activity in this regard on this particular subject, because it seems that when he goes after a subject that he really is very, very thorough. And he said that, he says, we're told that public vaccine policy is based on science, but it is not. It is based on dogma. And anyone who dares to question the vaccine religion is guilty of heresy. Really, you could almost compare it to religion, because people are just absolutely dedicated to it without, and this goes back again to what we were talking about earlier, consensus thinking. If you can get a group of people to believe a particular thing, then they will fight, the corporations fight for them. It's pretty sad what consensus thinking will do. And he said, it's not hyperbole. I am speaking literally. And this cult of vaccine poses a serious threat to both our health and our liberty. As a journalist and as a father, I am on a mission to combat this threat head on. I confess my heresy. Leo is trying to open the cupboard door. Leo is my big cat. He's really a big, big boy. He weighs probably 23 pounds. He's very thin, very tall, not real thin, but he's very long, very tall, and he's twice as big as his brother. They're not really brothers, but they are in the family. And so if you hear a strange sound in the background, it's Leo. Anyway, thanks to financial support from my community of readers, along with a partnership with Robert F. Kennedy's Children's Health Defense, I have been able to be very productive on the vaccine front in recent months. And he said in January that he published the third installment of a reader-funded major influenza vaccine expose. And then he gives a link about it. He says, I then got to work on the fourth installment, but when the New York Times published an editorial attacking anyone who dares to question the CDC's routine childhood vaccine schedule is the enemy, he had to respond. With additional financial support from readers, he was able to write a detailed rejoinder thoroughly exposing the Times deceptions. And he gives a link for that. And if you're not on Jeremy's email list, I really recommend that you join that list. And you can do that by going to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button on the left, and finding him as a guest. He was on maybe a month, 5 weeks ago. Then you can join his list and go to his website. Anyway, he wrote this article. It's funny. How to immunize yourself against vaccine propaganda. In the meantime, he received a call from none other than Robert F. Kennedy, who he had previously mentioned, who told me that he was very impressed by my first flu shot series, and he wanted to help support my work. So I have partnered with his organization, and it is their joint mission to properly inform people about the benefits and risks of vaccines. Okay, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Back, and we have another caller. All righty, let's take Wayne in Texas. Wayne.
Hi, Deanne, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, I know time is short, and it's been a great show. I especially liked your first hour, Mr. Milkovich, and perhaps down the road, if you could have him on for another show, maybe 2 hours, because I think his ideas are spot on. Just to get some phone calls and pick his brain a little bit, I think would be make for a great show. Also,
Also,
I wanted to touch base on a subject that's really increasing concern, and that is this ongoing demonization and vilification of white males. almost across the board now in the media, print, TV shows, even candidates like Bernie Sanders are vilifying white males too. So it's, I'm not sure what you'd call that, but I was wondering if this is a concern for you and if you might have anyone in mind to bring on in a future show to discuss it, because I don't see anything good happening here, and I know there's an agenda, and I just think it needs to be brought out in the open and so more people can understand the what's really going on here.
I have noticed that also, and it is what you say. It's the demonization of white males, but I think it's all part of a multicultural objective that if you homogenize, well, we're talking about multiculturalism in general. If you homogenize everybody and demonize the people who before have been the backbone of society, you have to ask why and who's doing this. But it's I'm not saying that people should marry. Yes, I am. I think people probably should marry within their own race. I think people with commonalities should probably marry each other. And on TV, if you watch TV or the commercials or whatever, you see a lot of men and men cooking a meal together, two women cooking a meal together. I think that's a commercial that by one of those cooking organizations that have prepared meals that all you have to do is put it together. And they're really promoting homosexuality and other things, mixed marriages. And I just think that it's a promotional thing. It's almost in your face. The gay rights parade, Black Women's Weekend. Well, if we had a that's in Chicago, I think it was this weekend or maybe last weekend. Well, what if a bunch of white women got together and said, let's have White Women's Weekend or White Women's White Women's Weekend. My gosh, that would be horrible. But it seems that I'm not saying that people shouldn't be proud of who they are. Everybody should be proud of who they are. But the agenda behind it is very questionable.
Yeah, I definitely agree there. Now, perhaps again down the road, you pick this up into the subject and bring someone on to shed more light on it, because I'm very fearful of the effect on our younger generations, the young males and females.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're saying, let the child decide when they're, after they're six, what they want to be, whether they want to be a male or a female. Ah, ridiculous.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, listeners. Speak with you. I won't be here next week, but I have a good guest host. All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.